Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today, we are very fortunate to have His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 9th Chapter, 37 verse. Before I hand over the call to Prabhuji, I request Raj Prabhu to please take over for the brief introduction. Okay. So, yeah, anyway, we are doing introduction. Prabhuji, please can you take over from here?
Hare Krishna Mataji, whenever pranam to you and all the assembled devotees, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Shri Guru and Gauranga. Here is a brief introduction for our speaker today. His Grace Sanatan Dharam Prabhuji is a brahmachari from ISKCON Pune. Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj and has been practicing Krishna consciousness for about 20 years. Prabhuji is a B.Tech graduate from NIT Trichy and has worked as a senior manager with Tata Motors in the past. Prabhu currently serves as an area management and project development head for the Pune region. He is a counselor, youth and corporate preacher, congregation preacher, secretary at Vice organization, and also a remote mentor for NVCC Pune Temple. Prabhuji knows and preaches in many languages, including English, Hindi, Tamil, Malayalam, Bengali, Marathi, Telugu, and Japanese. And there are so many more services that Prabhuji perform. And the dear devotees, Prabhuji would like to see the video on, as I see Tiffany Mataji is already there with video on, Vinita Mataji is there. So thank you, dear devotees. Please switch on your videos when Prabhuji comes. Thank you, Samson Prabhuji. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Dhanva Pranam.
Thank you, Raj Prabhuji, for introduction. Thank you so much. And as Prabhuji requested, everybody, please, if possible, please turn on your videos. Prabhuji would like to see all of us while giving Srimad Bhagavatam class. So we will wait for Prabhuji until Prabhuji join. I mean, Prabhuji needs two to three minutes. He said that. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, for joining Diamond Association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I now hand over the call, Prabhu, and I welcome you back. It has been a long time that we were not having you on this call. Thank you so much for coming back. Please take over the call, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, am I audible?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, I can hear you. I just set my camera. Just give me a minute. You're live already. You're all very fast. I'm slow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. It's been a long time.
since I got to serve all of you. Okay. Hare Krishna. We'll start with prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhobhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhukam Garoti Vachalam Pangum Langvaite Girim Yatkripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Shri Chaitanya Mishwaram Paramananda Madhavam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Of course, not every one of you can turn on your audio and say Hare Krishna, but you can definitely turn on your video and I'll be able to do
Hare Krishna.
No audio. I don't want audio. I'm on video. I'm on video. No audio. Thank you. Thank you. It's a very, very amazing experience being with all of you yet once again in your service and very happy to do this service for all of you. Okay, so we are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6. Chapter 9, right? Shloka number 37. This was given to me. The chapter 9 is entitled The Appearance of Demon Vritrasur. Let us very quickly see what has happened till now, right? So Indra, when he realized, of course, Brahma had warned Indra thoroughly that I'm giving you a spiritual master. You offended your spiritual master Brihaspati and now Brihaspati is gone. He's absconding, missing in action. Can you imagine? Brihaspati was so powerful, he could be out of the radar of Indra also. Such a powerful demigod, he could be out of radar. That was possible for Brihaspati. He was much more powerful than Indra also. After all, he is his guru. So he went out of radar. Indra could not track him. He went to Brahmaji. Brahmaji thoroughly reprimanded Indra for his lack of respect, for not showing respect towards his guru. But then he gave him a guru. His name was Vishwarupa. And he warned him thoroughly that Vishwarupa does have some affinity, some affection, some kind of good feelings for even your enemies, the demons. Because he has a familial connection there. And Indra initially, he didn't hear it properly, I guess. He didn't hear, listen to Brahma's words properly. This is why it's very important that whenever we receive instructions from anybody, we're talking to somebody, be well attentive in the dealings. Many times, how many of you have a habit of missing names, forgetting names of people? Many of them raising hands. This is because we never hear the names in the first place. That's a problem. We don't listen. Our mind is somewhere else. Yes, what is your name? We don't listen. We are thinking of what to say next. And the person says the name. Okay, what was the name again? We forgot. This is what happens. We don't listen. So Indra did not listen to Brahma properly. As a result, he missed a very important detail that the son of Tvashta, Vishwarup, is also equally attached to the demons. And as soon as Indra saw that Vishwarup offered oblations even to the demons, he cut off his three heads. Why did he have three heads? Yes, because with one head he used to eat food like a human being. With one head he used to drink somaras like the demigods. And with one head he used to drink wine like the asuras. So all three qualities. That's why he had three heads. We know that. And then after the three heads were cut, Indra got a Brahmahatya. Brahmahatya Papa. He got a Papa for Brahmahatya. He got a sinful reaction for killing a Brahmana. As a result of which then Indra, we know, he divided the sinful reaction with the, he gave a benediction and also divided the reaction with the earth, with the trees, the women and the water. I'm not getting into details because you all have heard this attentively. And then Toshta, as soon as he realized how my son was killed, he invokes a demon in order to kill Indra. But there was a mispronunciation, as a result of which he didn't get a son who would kill Indra. Rather, he got a son who would be killed by Indra. What was his name? Vritrasur. And as soon as Vritrasur appeared, everybody completely lost there. They were no match for Vritrasur. So they went to offer prayers of protection to the Supreme Lord. So we are in that particular section where initially the demons offer prayers, the Supreme Lord appears. And after the Supreme Lord appears, then they further continue their prayers even after the Lord appears. Correct? So we are in that particular section of prayers after the Lord has appeared. Okay? So yesterday's verse, they told that the glories of Krishna, the glories of Lord are inconceivable by conditioned souls. Yes? And Lord is free from all varieties of duality. And Lord can do anything. Yes? So he is a person who is achintya, inconceivable. He is beyond dualities. He is Advaita. And he can do everything by his energy. Everything can be done by Krishna. So that he has the Satya Sankalpa. So this was something which was mentioned yesterday. There's no voice. You're all not able to hear me. Hare Krishna, can you all hear me?
No, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji. We can hear, Prabhuji. We can hear you.
Okay, you're here. Then please turn on your videos and give a smile. If you're able to hear, then I'll understand. You're with me still. Hare, Hare. So let's go to today's shloka. Yes? These all verses are in prose order. So we'll be referring today's shloka. A very, very instructive shloka of the Bhagavatam. And we are going to derive many, many lessons from this. Shama Vishama Matinam Matam Anusarasi Yatha Rajya Khanda Sarpadidiyam. Beautiful. So there are two kinds of mentalities mentioned here. Mentalities or two types of intelligences mentioned. Matinam. Matinam means intelligences. Samamati and Vishamamati. Samamati means proper intelligence. And Vishamamati means improper intelligence. So with the type of intelligence that we have, the kind of mati one has, according to the mati, one reads some matam. Matam means the conclusion. That's the conclusion one will arrive. And that conclusion is given by whom? Anu sarasi yatha. It is the Paramatma. How many of you know this sloka? Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Vedeshcha sarver ahameva vedya vedanta kritveda videva chaham. So Krishna supplies three things. Three things. What is that? Yes, smriti, jnana, apohanam. Remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. But based on what? Based on what does Krishna supply this? Based on the mati that we have. Based on the intelligence that we have. Correct? And the example that's given here is Rajju Khanda. Rajju Khanda is actually a rope. A rope can be seen as a snake if you are not having the proper intelligence. But that dhyam is something that is supplied by Krishna. Mati is something that we construct. We construct this mati. How? We're going to see that. Okay. Hare Krishna. Devotees, it seems you're all not able to hear me. Seems like that.
We can hear you properly, Prabhuji.
We can hear you.
Really? There's no problem. There's no problem.
Thank you for confirming. Because your all faces look very grave and serious. We are having a serious discussion. Krishna consciousness is serious but fun also. You all can even smile. It is said. No. This is something which is very much proven. You hear something while smiling when you're in a happy state of mind. You absorb it much more. It does. On the other hand, if you're like this, that is why the students were stressed out. They don't assimilate much in the examination and stuff because they're very, very stressed. So please don't feel stressed. Be smiling. Be happy. All right. We're going to listen and discuss something very amazing. Okay. All right. So we have seen the word-to-word meaning of the shloka. I would like someone to please read this for me. One devotee can read this translation. One can read the purport. Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna. Would anyone like to read? Yes, Mataji, please go ahead.
A rope causes fear for a bewildered person who considered it a snake, but not for a person with a proper intelligence who knows it to be only a rope. Similarly, you as the super soul in everyone's heart inspires fear or fearlessness according to one's intelligence, but in you there is no duality.
Yes. Somebody else can read the purport.
In Srimad, Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Ye yaha mam prapadyante tams tat.
Ye yaha mam prapadyante tams tatayva bhajamyaham.
Vajamyaham. As one surrenders unto me, I reward him accordingly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the reservoir of everything, including all knowledge, all truth, and all contradictions. The example cited here in the very herein is very appropriate. A rope is one truth, but some mistake it for a snake, whereas others know it to be a rope. Similarly, devotees who know the Supreme Personality of Godhead do not see contradictions in him, but non-devotees regard him as the snake-like source of all fear. For example, when Narasimha Deva appeared, Prahlad Maharaj saw the Lord as the supreme solace, whereas his father, a demon, saw him as the ultimate death. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, fear results from being absorbed in duality. When one is in knowledge of duality, one knows both fear and bliss. The same Supreme Lord is a source of bliss to devotees and fear to non-devotees who have a poor fund of knowledge. God is one, but people understand the absolute truth from different angles of vision. The contradictions in him, but sober devotees find no contradictions.
Okay. I wish to do a small activity with all of you. For this purpose, for this activity, you all have to turn on your videos. I'm serious. This activity, I need your videos on. The small activity, what I'll be doing is because of YouTube copyrights, I cannot show this video, but definitely I'm going to play an audio and I'm going to watch all of your expressions and I'm going to comment. That's activities for me, actually. You all simply have to experience this. I hope you're all ready. Ready? Okay. Here we go. Sorry to do that. You all must be wondering what happened to Prabhuji today. But I deliberately...
Ji, Prabhuji.
Yes? What is this? What happened? What was this going on? Can you please share your experience? What exactly happened just now? I can see some of you were laughing. What is this sound? What is this noise? Some of you were confused. What is Prabhuji doing with us? Some of you had very weird expressions on the face. Some of you were confused totally. Some of you still are confused. Well, this is something which is called opera. I can't show the videos because of the copyright issues. In this video, what is happening is there's a very stout lady, yeah, fat lady. See. Exactly. There's a stout lady who's coming and singing. This is called opera. She's singing. How is she singing? She's crying. Then there are violinists behind. They are also crying and playing. The audience, everybody is in absorption. Rapt attention. They're in absorption and they're all crying. But our devotees of Bhakti Sangha Japa, you are all wondering what nonsense is this? What noise is this? So why? Because you have a different mati. Today we are just going to discuss about one theme, and that is matihi. Yes, mati, the intelligence. The people who are there performing the opera, assisting the opera, watching and listening to the opera, are some people who have that type of mati. Yes, some people have Western classical music mati. Some have Indian classical mati. So this is mati in terms of the sound. Like basis sound, some people like some type of music. Some people, some ears like some other type of music. This is in terms of the mati of listening. Right? Similarly, everything has mati. Now look at, what are your favorite items to eat, please? You can all type. Not necessarily I'm going to give you, but you can all at least type it. We can remember it. Favorite items. Pani Puri, wow. Gulab Jamun, Cham Cham Sweet, Milk Badam, great. Manchurian, Rasgulla, Dal Chawal made by Ai, okay. Gajar Halwa, Rasgulla Maha, okay. So you are all typing in your favorite items. Some of them are typing, some of them are remembering, some of them are just considering whether you share or not. Rasmalai, Ghevar, any Krishna Prasad, fine. Sandwich, thank you. So Krishna has taken note of all of your wonderful items, so have I. I meet you next time and try to serve all of you that way. So we have these different items. But if we were to offer all these items to a pig, will that pig relish these items? Absolutely not. The pig is going to say, where is my stool? I need my hot plate of stool. That is what is my food. Because that is the mati of a pig. Correct? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was preaching in Burma. Myanmar, Burma. Okay, those days. So he was preaching there and he was doing the Sankirtan. He'd even started a center. So the devotees there, they were going to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and saying, they used to call him Prabhupada. Prabhupada. Prabhupada, see, these people, they are not at all favorable. They are coming and objecting us. They are objecting our Sankirtan movement, Guru Maharaj. And that's what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked. What is the smell coming? And they said, this is smell of a frog soup. Yes, so what they do is they collect all the frogs, they put it in a pit, they mix water and they heat it and they all eat this frog soup. A person having such a mati, how can such person appreciate Krishna consciousness? Correct? This is when we speak of the tongue. Again, we talk about, suppose the most beautiful woman, Miss Universe. And whenever she comes, she has that charisma, that glow. Yes? And everybody is, wow, appreciating her beauty. What will people want to do? People will go and say, madam, one selfie, please, one selfie. We just want to take one selfie with you. So everybody wants to take selfie. But what will a lion do after seeing the sight of Miss Universe? The lion is least bothered. The lion is only starting going to sing Mahaprasade Govinda prayers. Mahaprasade Govinde, Mahabrahmani Vaishnave, such a tasty food. He's not going to see the Miss Universe and say, oh, wow, how beautiful. Let me take a selfie with her. Absolutely not. He wants to kill her, drink blood and eat her flesh. That's what he's seeing the Miss Universe as. Similarly, everybody would be having different types of clothes they like to wear. Some people like t-shirts. Some people like these Bermudas. And now what we have, that is the touch element. Now we like to wear dhoti, kurta, sari. After becoming Vaishnavas, we have that particular type of sense of touch based on mati. Again, smell. Some people like the smell of gasoline, petroleum. That pungent smell, they relish it. Some people like the smell of wherever there are non-vegetarian joints. They go to the hotel and they like to smell rajogun. First one was tamogun, the second one was rajogun. And some of them like the smell of incense, agarbatti, itra. Yes, the itra, the incense. So this is something that they like. So shabda, rasa, rupa, gandha, sparsha. All these five tanmatras, we saw that everybody gets appealed to different varieties based on what? Based on the mati that you have developed. Correct. Similarly, mind. Even the mind. Mind has a particular mati. Yes. Now, if it's a vacation, yeah, it's a holiday, you have a vacation, you have a holiday. What would some people want to do? They would say, oh, let me go and watch the latest movie with my family. The entire family goes out to the movie. Right, that is their mati. Some of them, they have a time, so they have a lot of books. They like to read fiction. People like to read the different genre of books. People like to read. Some of them, they go to relatives. Let's go and meet our relatives. Let's go and meet our friends. Yes, let's go and meet our buddies, etc. But similarly, when now what we do, as soon as there is, what is our mati? We want to go to temple. Where is the nearest ISKCON temple? Let's go there and let's have wonderful association. Let's have satsang. Let me do some service. So see this, all matis. Now, mati of devotee, if you see the ears, what do the ear wants? The ear wants sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we need this kirtan. We will only listen to kirtan. We will only listen to bhajans. Not listen to anything else. Yes? And then taste only Krishna Prasad. One of you mentioned it thoroughly. You just mentioned in the chat that we only and only want Krishna Prasad. We don't want anything else. What I'll do is I'll just mute all of you and we'll unmute later because there's some disturbances. I get disturbed. Sight. What do you want to see? We want the darshans. Darshans of Shishi Radha Ras Bihari, Radha Gopinath, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Radha Kunj Bihari, Nasindev, Panch Tattva. We want these darshans now. Smell. What smell? We want to smell those flowers. We want to smell the itra. This is all we want. Mind, again, mind wants to associate with devotees. The mind wants to read Prabhupada books. The mind wants to watch. Yes, we can watch Krishna conscious dramas. We want to watch the Abhishek of Lord. These are all the things that we aspire. So if you see, our mati is not completely improved, it is improving. You accept? Because still there are some lower conditionings. Some lower conditionings exist. Can you give some examples? I want to ask all of you, what are some lower conditionings which still exist despite we all chanting 16 rounds Hare Krishna, despite we listening to Srimad Bhagavatam every day, despite going for morning program and all this, still some things exist. Okay, some of you, some of them still are unable to give up drinking tea. Yes. Okay. Prabhuji, tea. Even Prabhupada told the same thing to his wife. Tea or me. And the wife drank the tea and Prabhupada left. We got Prabhupada. Okay. I still like to see some comedy acts. Okay. Some stand-up comedy. Because we have not yet been touched by Krishna's humor. Yes. Krishna has beautiful humor in his pastimes in Bhagavatam. Some of them attached to cricket still. We want to, we will not watch the entire 5 days, but we just want to get us updates. What is happening? Something happening, right? Crickets, that is there. It's very honest devotees, very honest devotees. We hear Gramya Katha. We still want to know, okay, what happened to that relative of ours? What happened to this? We like to gossip about people. That are there. News! Oh, that is something which is there. News, which is there. Okay. Some, there are video games, there are news channels, current affairs, etc. Movie songs, some of them may still be attached to some old numbers, movie numbers, etc. So these are all the different social media. Social media is still there, Prabhuji, not gone. We still want to hang out and check out our Insta. We want to follow. We have some idols. So what is this called? All these things are also called as Sangha. What are they called? Sangha. And Rupa Goswami mentions two types of Sangha. In the second verse of Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrit, he mentions Jana Sangha to be given up. Because Janasangha can kill your bhakti. Janasangha means there are six types of atheistic association. I'll not mention details. There are six types of atheistic associations who can finish and kill your bhakti. Shadbir bhaktir vinashyati, destroy one's bhakti. At the same time, one, in order to progress in bhakti, one has to do something which is called sangatyagat. That's a character. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was asked who's a Vaishnava, he said, Asat sangatyagai Vaishnava achar. So sangatyagat, the moment we talk about sangatyagat, there are two varieties. The first is association, of course. And the second, which is quite easy to give up. People, devotees even give up association of relatives who are atheistic. So we don't want to hang around with them. Why? Because they're materialistic, they're atheistic. We don't want to be with them. Materialistic friends with whom people have had long, prolonged relationship, we don't want to be with them. They'll spoil our consciousness. But what is more difficult to give up is the attachments. This is also a sangha. And all of you, what you mentioned, this movies, the social media, the current social handles, the current affairs, cricket, and all these things, they are the attachments. This is something. And why this attachment exists? Of course, we all have received these attachments because of Janasangha. Yes, because of the materialistic association. The materialistic association that we have got in the past lifetimes. So many lifetimes we have done Janasangha. That is making our Sangatyaga difficult. To the degree one has taken the Janasangha, to that degree the Sangatyaga becomes very challenging. Admit? You all accept? With me? Yeah, Prabhuji, we are struggling. How many years? Last so many years we are in Krishna consciousness, we are chanting. Still we are attached to cricket. We are attached to something, X, Y, Z. It goes on. Because we have taken that impression of the Janasangha was very strong. Yes. That is what. So what is that impression? That impression is called as mati. Got it now? What is this mati? Mati is that impression which is formed because of the Janasangha. That impression. And that's what we have collected in this entire material world. That's what makes our mati. You do it once, it's called a pulse, vritti. And you do it once, you have to do it again and again. You feel like doing it again and again. That becomes vasana. And something which have been lingering from the past lives, that is called a samskara. So these all types of attachments form our mati, the present mati that we have. So we have improved, but we still have a long way to improve more. Correct? So all these materialistic matis, what does Bhagavatam call them? What is Bhagavatam calling them? Yes, over here, as Vishama mati. So there are a lot of Vishama Matinam. There are so many unhealthy, improper intelligence because of which we have not yet able to be proper devotees, which are there. So first let us, what we are going to do now, that was the introduction to our class. This was, so far was the introduction. Now the class begins. We are going to understand what is Vishama Mati. Okay. And then we are going to understand what is the Shama Mati. That means the right intelligence. And third, we will discuss some practical tips of how we can cultivate this Krishnamati or Samamati. Is that okay? All right. So first, we need to understand what exactly, because based on the Mati, Krishna will give you Dhiya. Correct? Why is pig getting the Dhiya to eat stool? Because that's his Mati. That's the Mati is cultivated. The lion getting the Mati to, the lion getting the Dhiya or the inspiration to eat up the Miss Universe. We saw all these examples. Why? Or the music. Come on, for many of you, this was noise. What is this opera? It was nothing but a fat lady coming and screaming. Because you would have seen the video, most of you would have burst out laughing. But they, in the video, that Mataji is crying tears. She's crying. I was like, my God. First time I saw this, she's crying and we're all laughing. We're having so much emotions. Why? Because that is their Mati. Correct? We don't have that Mati. So Mati is different for everybody. So first we are going to talk about the Naraki Mati, the hellish intelligence. Okay? And the hellish intelligence are many. I am going to tell you all, then I am going to ask you to revise it. Ready? Ready to go? You have to listed down with in your own notebooks or in your registered in your minds, and then I'm going to ask you to enumerate, because this is something, the Vishama Mati, Naraki Mati, is something we have to first give up in order to progress as devotees. Right? So we have to first understand what's a hellish intelligence. The first one is Archaye Vishnu Shiladhir. Archaye Vishnu Shiladhir, which means to consider the deity to be made up of stone. In Pandharpur, we have a beautiful deity of Shri Shri Vitthal and Rukmai. Shri Vitthal Rukmai. And Tukaram Maharaj, the devotee of Lord Vitthal, one of the greatest of ever of all times. He has spoken that anybody who considers my Vitthal to be a stone will have worms in his mouth. He becomes so very angry, because that's a very hellish mentality. In Hindi, to say, Kide padenge. He will have worms in his mouth, in his food, everywhere, for having such a mentality. So this is the first hellish mentality, to consider the deity to be stone, the Satchidananda Swarupa of Lord to be stone. What is this? This is nothing but a stone. What? Why people are worshipping some stone? Correct? So this is the first hellish mentality. The second is Gurushu Naramatihi. Gurushu Naramatihi means to consider spiritual master to be an ordinary human being. Oh, he's an American. Yes. He was a hippie, or my spiritual master is African. He's a man. To consider any guru to be an ordinary human being and not a representative of Supreme Lord is considered to be the second hellish mentality. The third one is Vaishnave Jati Buddhihi, dividing Vaishnavas into classes. This is an American Vaishnava, this is an European Vaishnava, this is an Indian Vaishnava, the South Indian Vaishnava. This is a Tamil Vaishnava, this is a Brahman Vaishnava, this is a Kshatriya Vaishnava, this is Shudra Vaishnava, this is a hellish mentality. Yes. Vishnorva Vaishnavanam Kalimala Matane Pada Tirthombu Buddhihi. To consider the foot wash, yes, the foot wash, the Charanamrit to be some ordinary water. The Charanamrit of either Vaishnava or Lord. To consider this to be something very ordinary and mundane. What is this water? Yes. Once there is a sannyasi in our movement. He is a sannyasi today. But when he was in 10th standard, he had the great fortune to meet Srila Prabhupada. And that time he was not knowing Prabhupada. So what the devotees did? The devotees had washed the feet of Prabhupada. And they took the water and they started sprinkling on everybody. And at that point of time, he told us, that he was wondering, my God, what is this? What kind of a nasty thing is happening? He just left. He didn't continue being with devotees. But later on, he realized that because one drop, one tiny drop of the foot wash, which washed the dust particles from the lotus feet of Prabhupada, because it fell on his head, his mati got purified. So he was trying to escape. He was not liking it. But somehow devotees are merciful. They threw it. And that one drop fell on his head, which purified his mati, he says. So having a mati that, Vishnorva Vaishnavanam Kalimala Matane Pada Tirthombu Buddhi. So to consider this mundane. Sri Vishnor Namni Mantre Sakala Kulasha Ye Shabde Samanya Buddhi. To consider holy name to be an ordinary sound vibration. Oh, what is this? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Why you chant Hare Krishna? You can chant anything. Chant Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola. Yes? Chant anything else. Chant anything. It doesn't make a difference. Ultimately, you have to focus on the sound. All sounds are okay. No. Golokira Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. Actually, this Harinam Sankirtan is the treasure from Golok Vrindavan. So that's the next hellish mentality. The fifth one. Which is? To understand the transcendental sound vibration in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam or in the form of the holy name to be an ordinary sound vibration. Vishnu Sarveshvareshe Tad Itara Samadhir Yasyava Narakisaha. So to consider the Supreme Lord, who is the Supreme Master, to be ordinary in any manner, his pastimes, his form, his name, his entourage, Yes, to consider it to be as, okay, Vishnu or Brahma or Shiva or Indra or Prime Minister, nothing ever matters. Correct? None of these things matter. To consider this, this is the next, to consider Vishnu as ordinary, the worship of Vishnu is ordinary. This is also a hellish mentality. So the different types of hellish mentality that we observe. Correct? So what are the hellish mentalities? Can you call quickly type it? Let me see. Well, how many of you get all? We need to understand the hellish mentality. These are all hellish mentalities are a result of our materialistic association. Oh, fastest. Sumedha Pandey Mataji. She's too fast. Okay. All six. To consider deity as stone. To consider guru as an ordinary human being. To divide Vaishnavas into category or classes. To consider the Charanamrita to be ordinary, to consider holy name to be ordinary, to consider the Supreme Lord equal or mundane, comparing him with regular human beings or conditioned soul. Very good. So you all got it. Hari Bol, one. I'll give you an applause. Thank you for getting it. Correct? So Sangatyagat. So this particular thing is called as Vishamamati. Hellish consciousness, hellish intelligence that we have. Correct? And same thing is what is preached by Prahlad Maharaj to Hiranyakashipu. Let us see what is Prahlad telling to Hiranyakashipu. This is Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.30. So he is also talking about Mati. I'm going to make one of you read the translation. Mati Rina Krishne Varatasvatova Mito Vipatye Tagrahat Vratanam Adandago Virvishatam Tamishram Punah Punah Charvita Charvananam. Can someone read the translation?
Prahlad Maharaj replied, because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress towards hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclinations towards Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others or by their own effort or by a combination of both. Hare Krishna.
Matirna Krishne. Parataha means by others. Swataha means by oneself or va, by both. It doesn't. Parata svato va. It doesn't come. So we need to understand that we are going to fuel this hellish mentality. Correct? See, Prabhupada is also using hellish conditions. Hellish, if you have a hellish mentality, you have hellish intelligence, you are going to go further to hellish conditions. That's what it happens. That's what happens. What is the beginning? The beginning is what? The beginning is uncontrolled senses. Yes, uncontrolled senses, addiction to material life. And thus we repeatedly chew the chew. And that is why if you see the Upadeshamrit, the first thing that Rupa Goswami Pad teaches anybody is first become a Goswami. Yes, without that we cannot even think of becoming devotees. First become a Goswami, you become a devotee, you become a pure devotee, and then you become an associate of Lord in Radhakund. So where it all starts? It all starts from what? It all starts from controlling mind and senses. And that is why it's very, very vital that we practice this NOI first rules. Vacho vegam manasakrodha vegam. Jihva vegam udaropasta vegam etan vegan yo vishahita dhiraha sarvana pimam tatirim sasishyat. So we should have thorough control of our senses. We should each dedicate, actually these six things, let's have a 6 weeks program. It's a practical thing I'm telling you. 6 weeks program. You can all do it voluntarily. And one week, we will focus on one vega. Yes? The vague is that urge, starting with Vacho Vega. And one by one, let's control one vega and see. And how to control it? Let's maintain a distraction index chart. What's a distraction index chart? It's something like this. You have, you break. Now you can write, okay, today is what? Today is Friday. I start from today. Okay. The first time is Saturday, Sunday, we can go on, Monday, etc. Then first time, you're not able to control the vega, you draw one. Second time, two, three, four, five. You're not able to control that urge. So we work on one urge per week and we do this activity. You'll gradually see that the number, the frequency reduces. Yes, it reduces completely. And then one fine day, we are able to have complete control of our senses. So till the time we practice this consciously, we will not be able to become a Goswami. Correct? This is the reason. So we fuel, already we have a hellish mentality. We have this mentality because of the mati that we have created because of the Janasangha, the past association. But we have to first plug the holes. So till the time we don't develop the sense control, we are going to keep fueling this. Okay? I will just show you another verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Kunti Maharani's verse. Naveda kaschit bhagavans chikirshitam taveha manasavina. Naveda kaschit bhagavam chikirshitam taveha manasya nrinam vidambanam nayasya kaschit daitosti karhichit dveshascha yasmin vishamamati nrinam. See, this particular shloka exactly contains the vishamamati that we are discussing. Yes, it talks about the vishamamati, the improper intelligence. Yeah. Can someone read this?
I think everyone is muted, Prabhuji. Okay, I'll read. Oh Lord, no one can understand your transcendental pastimes, which appear to be human and so are misleading. You have no specific object of favor, nor do you have any object of envy. People only imagine that you are partial. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Why these things happen? See, this is what? Exactly this Vishama Matir. Nirnam, the people contain this Vishama Matir or the wrong conception, because of which what is happening? In fact, they are considering Krishna to be Vishama Matir. Krishna is not having proper intelligence. He is partial. Why? Nobody is able to understand Krishna Leela here. So this is the problem with the Asuras. Yes, this is Asuras, Asura mentality. Correct? Now you look at the Ramayana. Look at Lord Ram. Yes. When Hanuman saw Ram, he surrendered. Sugriva saw Ram, he surrendered. On the other hand, when Ravana, Kumbhakaran, they all saw Ram, they wanted to fight against him. Correct? Why? Because of Vishamamati. Similarly, Prahlad, the example is given by Prabhupada. Prahlad, he saw Narasimhadev, he offered obeisances. Hiranyakashipu, he saw Narasimhadev, he wanted to fight. And not just that. How many of you read the section after Hiranyakashipu's death? Even after Hiranyakashipu died, he had so many associates. They just made a suicidal move. Suicidal move of just going to attack Narasimhadev, and Narasimhadev simply ripped everyone apart. Just finished them. Why didn't they all surrender? All the devatas, the demigods present there, the apsaras, charanas, kinaras, the brahmanas, they all surrendered. But why didn't those asuras surrender? Because of Vishamamatir. They had that Vishamamatir which they developed because of the constant association and service attitude that they developed toward Hiranyakashipu Prabhu, their master. Because of that, they developed that Vishamamatir. We understand. Right? Similarly, so we find that many personalities, asuras, see Krishna, let's look at the examples of all the demons sent by Kamsa. Correct? Kamsa sent many demons. The Vrajavasis, for them, Krishna was the apple of their eye. They just loved Krishna. Krishna was their most dearmost object for every single Vrajavasi. Vrajavasi means including all birds and animals and cows and everybody. The most dear apple of the eye object. But all the asuras, when they came to Krishna, they wanted to attack Krishna. Why? Because of Vishamamati. Correct? Because of that. I'll just show you one shloka where we understand the different matis of people. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. When Krishna enters the field of the arena, मल्लानाम शनेरुणाम नरवर स्त्रीनाम स्मरो मूर्तिमान गोपानाम स्वजनो सताम क्षितिभुजाम शाष्टा स्वपित्रो शिशुः मृत्योर्भोजपतिर्विराट विदुषाम तत्त्वं परम योगिनाम वृष्णीनाम परदेवतेति विदितु रंगम गतः साग्रजा. सो कृष्ण इज एंटरिंग रंगम गतः, ही इज एंटरिंग द प्लेस, द बैटल अरिना वेयर द रेसलिंग मैच इज गोइंग टू टेक प्लेस. स अग्रज अलॉन्ग विद हिज एल्डर ब्रदर, राइट, ही इज एंटरिंग. Then everybody is looking at Krishna. Everyone has a different mati. Malla naam means the wrestlers. They saw Krishna as a lightning, Ashaneva. Yes? The male members, Mrinam, who are the male, they saw Krishna as Naravara. Oh, he's the best of male. He's the Mr. Universe. The most handsome, the most charming, the most dashing man I've ever met. Srinam, the women in general, they saw him as Murtiman. Oh, he's like Cupid. He's so beautiful. It's just like a Cupid. That's what was their mati. Correct? Gopanam Swajana, the Gopa friends. They saw, oh, this is my man. Here goes our guy. He's our guy. He's from our party. Asatam. Asatam Shiti Bujam. Those kings who were atheistic kings, irreligious kings, they saw Krishna as Shashta. The Punisher has come. Here comes the Punisher. He's going to punish us for all the heinous and corrupt activities that we have done. The exploitation that we have done, he's come to punish us. Okay, next. Swapitro ho shishu. They were the fathers, fatherly figures for Krishna. The elderly gopas were seeing Krishna. Shishu is a small boy. Yes. Bhojapati is Kamsa. The Kamsa saw Krishna as Mrityuhu. Oh, my death has come. My death has arrived. Yama has arrived. Avidusham, the people who didn't have intelligence, they saw Krishna as Virat Purusha. Yes, they also saw him as Virat Purusha. And the yogis saw Krishna as Param Tattva. Oh, he's the Paramatma we meditate upon every day. Vrishnis, Krishna's relatives, they saw him as Paradevadeti. He's the most worshipful deity. And that's how everybody had different mati. Yes. So this particular shloka shows that how Krishna is Rasaraj, is Akhila Rasamrit Murti. Means everybody has a particular relationship with Krishna based on their mati. Correct? Mati. So now how exactly do we develop this mati? Krishna mati. Now the last part. We saw what is Asad mati, that is Vishava mati. We also saw what is Asad mati. Correct? We saw that ultimately we have to be Krishna mati. Prahlad is saying that, Vrindavan Vasis have that. In this particular shloka also, we see that how exactly. What is the shloka before the shloka of Kunti Maharani? 1829. Okay. Naveda Kaschit Bhagavan Sikirshitam. Okay. So now, how exactly do we develop this mati? So let us see an example of a person from Bhagavatam, a character from Bhagavatam who had a Vishama mati, then he develops the Vishama mati. Yes. And this person is none other than Dhruv Maharaj. So let us see the two matis of Dhruv Maharaj. The first mati is shown in Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 9th chapter, 32nd verse. Matir vidushita devai patabhir asahishnubihi yo narada vachastathyam nagrahisham asattamaha. So what is Dhruv Maharaj telling here? Matir vidushita. My intelligence was contaminated initially. By whom? By the demigods. How do demigods contaminate intelligence? Of course, we need to understand that the demigods will keep giving tests to everybody. And patibihi, because of such kind of intelligence, one will fall down. So vishuddha, vidushita mati. Yes, vidushita mati means contaminated intelligence. Patibhir asahishnubihi, because of which I was in a fallen state. I was asahishnubihi means intolerant. But yo narada vachastatyam, when after I received this instructions by Narada Muni, nagrahisham asattamaha. Yes, I received this, then I understood that I was having a vidushita mati. So the first thing we need to have, we all have this vidushita mati. From vidushita mati, we have to cultivate vishuddha mati. So Vidushita means contaminated and Vishuddha means pure. So this Vidushita to Vishuddha Mati arises when we associate with great souls and take their instructions very seriously and we apply them. Now we look at the hippies. Completely Vishuddha, they had Vidushita Mati. But what happened? Prabhupada occupied their space of heart. Prabhupada occupied their heart. And thus for Prabhupada, they gave up all gross wrong habits. Correct? All varieties of gross wrong habits and bad habits. The four regs, they started following. They started chanting 16 rounds, doing Harinam, distributing books. But still, somewhere or the other, there were these other things lurking. Some of them like the donuts. So they used to go to the donut shop to eat the donuts opposite to temple. And when Swamiji used to come, Prabhupada used to come, they all used to hide below the desk. And Prabhupada used to look, oh, these people are hiding. And Prabhupada used to smile. Prabhupada never condemned. Prabhupada used to say that these people, they are understanding that this is wrong. They are understanding that their Vidushita Buddhi Mati is getting purified. But still, some amount of Vidushita Buddhi is still there. Mati is there. And that will also go. And little by little, rendering more and more services to Srila Prabhupada and attachment to Prabhupada. As the attachment for Prabhupada grew and Prabhupada became the only personality whom they want to please, the only object for whom they are living to please, for whose pleasure they are living, then that Vidushita Buddhi became Vishuddha Buddhi. That's what we have to do. Attachment to Vaishnavas. Prasanga majaram pasham atmanika vayo viduhu saiva sadhu shukrito moksham dvaram apantam. We develop such a Vaishnava we have in our heart, one devotee for whose pleasure we want to live, for whose pleasure we are practicing bhakti, for whose pleasure we want to give up all our lower condition. We should have that Vaishnava. And we should actually go and admit these lower conditionings and these leg pullings we have time to time. We should go and admit it to the Vaishnavas and seek genuine blessings. And those Vaishnavas will then give. They will give you the right instructions. And when we apply that, then we will be able to convert our Vidushita Buddhi to Mati to Vishuddha Mati. So this is Dhruva Maharaj's example. The same Dhruva, next, if you see, after a few chapters, is conquered that. 4.12.8. Same person. Dhruva Maharaj is not changed. Maitreya is glorifying Dhruva here. Maitreya Uvacha Saraja Rajena Viraya Chodito Dhruvo Mahabhagavato Mahamatihi Harau Savavre Chalitam Smirtim Yaya Taratyatya Ayatyena Duratmayam Tamaha. So this Duratmayam Tamaha, he was able to cross over. And he became a Mahamati. Mahamati means who has the right type of intelligence. Mahabhagavat. He became a great personality. Bhagavat means anyone who is connected to Bhagavan. And Mahabhagavat means who is greatly connected to Bhagavan. He became a Mahabhagavat. But where it all started? It started. You see, what made him Vidushita Mati is because of course, the demigods inspiring and also his Suruchi's association. So Suruchi brought out the worst out of Dhruva. On the other hand, associating with Sunidhi and Narada, that's what brought out from this. He became a Mahamati because of that association. So that's the first association. The second is by regularly studying and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll show you. This is coming in Kunti Maharani's prayers. Tvai menanya vishaya matir madupate sakrit ratim udvahata dadha gangeva ugam udanvati. So what is mati? Here the mati is my intelligence is fixed only on Madhupati, Krishna, Asakrit, again and again. Sakrit is once, Asakrit means repeatedly. Anytime you ask me, my intelligence is fixed on Anya. Anya Vishaya means many subjects. Ananya means only one subject matter. I have only Vyavasayatmika Buddhi, Ekeha Kurunandana. I just have one object and that Mati, my intelligence is with Krishna. Krishna is my Mati. And just like Ganga, Gange Vogham Udantati, the Ganga flows towards the ocean. Let my attraction flow only towards you. Ratim Udvahata Tanda Gange Vogham Udantati. So this is developed when one does the personal sadhana. That personal endeavor also has to be there. Yes, we depend on association of Vaishnavas, instructions of great souls. At the same time, personally chanting. Kunti Maharani used to always chant and hear Krishna's names. Yeah, that's what she did. Shrinvanti gayanti grananti abhikshnashah smaranti nandanti tavehitam jana taeva pashyantya chirena tavakam bhava pramaho paramam padambujam. So my spiritual master was giving a lecture on Kunti Maharani. So he said Kunti Maharani used to abhikshnataha means constantly hear, chant and relish bhakti. Worship Krishna constantly. She had no breaks in her sadhana. That is Kunti Maharani. She stood for that and that's what she preached. Correct? So by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and reading Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, we should take pains and take efforts to attentively read and hear Bhagavatam. That's how the mati develops. Tathapi kirtayam yang yatha mati yatha shrutam kirtim harer sam satkartum giram anyabhidasatim. This is the third way to develop. This is spoken by Maitreya to Vidura. So you develop the mati by hearing. At the same time, you can maintain your mati by speaking Bhagavatam. Speak. How many of you have a chance or an opportunity to speak Srimad Bhagavatam, discuss Srimad Bhagavatam with at least one person? You're all there. Hare Krishna. You all seem to have disappeared for me. Okay, we all have opportunity. You're recognizing slowly, slowly everyone. Now, so far, five Vaishnavas are recognized. The others in the room, they are saying, "Oh, we have no opportunity." You really don't have opportunity to speak and hear Bhagavatam? Yes, we all have Bhagavatam. At least with one person, we are supposed to do that, Kirtan. That's how we develop that mati. Yes. So now last practical point, I would just pick, I'm going overboard. Can I just take two more minutes to conclude? Okay, I've got a signal from Hargrave Shama Goring. So I'm going ahead. So last practical something that we can cultivate, the mati, is the seva mati. Now this is a catalyst. The service attitude is a catalyst for all of us to develop this Krishna mati. The service attitude. The seva bhava. This is a catalyst. It's a very beautiful environment. Once what happened, there was a devotee. The Bhagavatam class got over. As soon as the Bhagavatam class got over in our temple, I was in ISKCON NVCC Pune that time. As serving as a brahmachari there. So as soon as the Bhagavatam class got over, this devotee just ran from the Bhagavatam class. And to me it appeared that, my God, he's so hungry. Prabhu is so hungry for prasad. Really. Then he went, he grabbed his plate from the room and he was running towards the prasadam hall. I was like, my God, really? What eagerness he has for prasad to take. He's so hungry. But when I reached the prasadam hall, I saw that devotee was serving prasad. So he was eager to go to serve prasad first. Correct? He was running after the Bhagavatam class. Not to honor prasad first, to serve prasad. There is nothing wrong in having that eagerness. But still, his eagerness was to serve. So this is a service attitude we need to cultivate. Another time I had gone to I had gone to Srirangam with all my counseling group and I'd got Mahaprasad for all devotees. So there was one very, very senior devotee. He's on the sannyas list. He had come to our temple. So I had gone to his room and given him the Mahaprasad that we brought from Srirangam. And as soon as he saw the Mahaprasad, he immediately jumped on the Mahaprasad. I was like, my God, what is this? Senior devotee? Tongue? Where is the control? Mind things, right? All this stuff. That's how the rascal mind thinks about even senior great souls. So he grabbed it from me. He said, Mahaprasad from Srirangam, Sanatan Dharma, thank you. He took a little bit, ate it, and he said, Sanatan Dharma, I can't thank you enough. You've given me, at the same time, I'm going to go my next today, tomorrow, day after, I have three programs. You've given me so much prasad that I will be able to please so many Vaishnavas. I can give this prasad and distribute to so many devotees. And immediately I was, Krishna, I misjudged. But there was a service attitude to take whatever you get and to serve. Similarly, once there was a man who bought a briefcase of lot of currency, lot of bundles and bundles of currency notes, and he put it on the table. And Prabhupada just opened it and Prabhupada's eyes became big And this man got bewildered, my God, because he had seen a newspaper of a Swami who was, there was money kept, and the Swami was saying like this, he's going away from money. And Prabhupada said, you please bring the press reporter and I will accept money like this with open arms. And I will take. And Prabhupada, his eyes became big. Prabhupada called 3-4 devotees. Here, take BBT. This is the construction department. You take for temple, for the temple president. Go do this. You go do that in this program. Program organizer, cut. And money over. Finished. Prabhupada immediately used up everything. Nothing for himself. Everything for Krishna. Yes. So when the moment we develop the service attitude that nothing for myself, first everything for Vaishnavas and Krishna, everything for Hari, Guru, Vaishnavas. This is an environment, a very nice catalyst for us to develop this Krishnamati, which comes by associating, hearing and speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, I'll quickly summarize what we discussed today. Initially, we discussed that basis on our mind and senses, the taste that we, different senses have a different taste. Basis that we are able to understand the mati of a person. There's a mati of lower beings, there's a mati of human beings, there's a mati of higher beings, everyone has a mati, correct? And our mati, if you see, is we are still improving. We still have some lower conditionings, which we have to do, sangatyaga, we have to give up, correct? So we have to go from vishama mati to sama mati. So first we understood what is vishama mati or hellish consciousness, hellish mati. So we understood through 6 very good examples, you all summed it up very well. And we need to give it up. And this all arises in our heart because of janasanga. Right? And what is something that fuels the asatmati? Lack of sense control. That is why we have to practice the NOI first words. And then what did we see? We saw that the asuras, they have this asatmati because of which they just want to kill Krishna. They want to defeat Krishna. But they end up being defeated by Krishna. On the other hand, because of the sadmati, the Vrajavasis, they end up defeating Krishna also. Correct? So we need to have the sadmati. We learn sadmati from the Vrajavasis. They're able to defeat Krishna because of that. How to develop the Sadmati or Krishnamati? It has different names. There is Tiramati, Krishnamati, Madhavmati, Govindamati, correct? So there are different Mahamati, different names. So from Dhruva Maharaj, we saw association. From Kunti Maharani, we saw our endeavor, sadhana, in terms of Shravan Kirtan. And especially Kirtan from Maitreya Rishi, we see. The Mati you get by Shravan, but we maintain that, we grow it by Kirtan, by repeating what we heard. And finally, we saw that the service attitude is something which really acts as a very good catalyst for all of us to develop the Krishna Mati. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We'd like to pause here.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhu. What a beautiful class, Prabhu. Very intense class, very amazing class, Prabhu, amazing. I love actually the, I don't know, every time I hear it, I love it. I love the pastime of Sri Krishna when he went to the arena and everybody saw him, you know. Other day we were speaking in Srimad Bhagavatam class and I was quoting a verse that I read in Ramayana, Jaki Rahi Bhavana Jaisi Prabhu Murat Dekhi Tin Taisi. You know, however we want to see that Krishna, he's there, you know. Some people like Laddu Gopal, and they take care of Laddu Gopal. They feel the Laddu Gopal hair are growing, you know. And some people love Krishna in some other way. Some people see Krishna as friend in different moments. We all have that moments, Prabhu. So beautiful class, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you so much for staying with us for so long. Prabhuji, there are 2 hands raised, but I think those are raised still from before when you asked who gave Bhagavatam class. We have now Sumedha Mataji, Sumedha Pandey Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, yes.
So my question was that, like, recently when I was new to Krishna Bhakti, so I saw one very senior devotee. She's now Brahman Dikshit. So I got a chance to stay with her at home before Vrindavan Yatra. So like, when I saw her in the temple, she was very, how do I say, she was she was perfect in her service and everything. She's very active. Even now also when I see her, she performs everything very well. But at the same time, when I was at home, I saw her, how do I say it? I don't want to do any version of that, but I saw her very rude behavior towards her family, towards many things. I felt that it was not right. Or how should I deal with it? Like, it is stuck in my mind from quite a long time. But I just feel because the behavior she was, the things she was saying badly was someone who is very elder from her. But I don't know what's the history. Obviously, something might be there. But yes, I want to have a mindset for that to take it in.
Yes, firstly, as you rightly said, Hare Krishna, first, as you rightly said that there must be a history which we must not be aware of. Yes, we don't know what is the background, we don't know the history, and we don't know what how that people, those people have behaved towards her. We don't know exactly what frame of mind Mataji must be in, etc. So when we don't know these things, we don't know the background, it's best that we don't judge. At the same time, if something has been disturbing you, you can definitely go and ask. That you can, if you have good relationship, you can ask with that Mataji that I observed such a behavior which a little bit disturbed me. I would like to know, Mataji, what happened. If you have the relationship, you can go and ask. And of course, it will be best if you want to. Yeah, of course, it's sometimes very difficult for us to, you know, even leave it. How can we leave such a thing, such a senior in front of devotees behaving so nicely, but dealing so very rudely with family members? Yes, what is this? Where is that good heart gone? Why with the place the behavior has changed? You're right. So we all need to understand this one thing, that we are controlled by modes. We are definitely controlled by environment. I'm not talking about that, Mataji. Definitely, we don't know the history. But we do get controlled by many times modes, and we get carried away when we are not in proper association, etc. So what lesson we can learn is that we shouldn't get trapped by the, we should not allow the lower conditionings to surface up. We should the mati, that should not surface up. So let me keep my Krishna consciousness on all the time. Just let me be very sensitive in dealing with anybody as far as possible. Correct? And whenever required, I may be firm, I may be strong, I may have to raise my voice when required. Only that time let me use the anger as a tool and keep it back. So this is a lesson for us to learn. Because my behavior might bewilder somebody else. At the same time, we should also learn to be careful. I should be very careful in front of whom, how am I behaving. Because our behavior should earn good name and good repute to Prabhupada. Should earn good reputation to devotees and not the bad reputation. So we have to learn to be careful with devotees. Okay, so we learn the lesson and we move on.
Hare Krishna, Guruji. Thank you so much. Guruji, two more questions from the emails that I sent you regarding the third and the Bhagavad.
Yeah. Prabhuji, can we take the question regarding the class first?
Regarding?
The class. What had to do?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, the email question we can ask later, means after finishing this. We have time, no problem.
Dandatnam, Prabhuji. Dr. Karpagavalli.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Dandatnam. Wonderful class, and you are enlightened us with this verse. And I want to say that few words because I am a doctor and I have been practicing here, and sometimes the sense gratification, I am chanting and all, no, but sometimes we are very rude to our own family members. That's I want to control, and I want to please clarify and please explain that 6 weeks program you told, no, just a few words please, Prabhuji.
What?
The 6 weeks program you told, no, sir.
Okay. 6 weeks program, there's a called Nectar of Instructions by Prabhupada.
Yeah. Yes, but okay. Just a few tool you clarify, sir.
I'm putting thank it. You. I'm putting it. Yes. So if you read the Nectar of Instructions, there's the first verse. It is very clear instructions. There are six types of urges. The urges of the tongue, the urges of the speech, the urges of belly, the urges of genitals, the urges of mind, and just the urges of anger. The six urges. So 1 week we can allot to just check, to develop, to get a check of how exactly these urges are, how much am I disturbed by these urges. The moment you monitor something, you start improving it. Correct? So just by monitoring these six urges, you will see, monitoring this and becoming conscious of it, we will see that slowly and slowly we will be improving in it. So that's why it is said, first be conscious, then we'll become Krishna conscious. Correct? So being conscious is very important. So conscious of what? Conscious of these things, Gyanarthas. It helps us to become Krishna conscious. Okay, so 1 week we allot for 1 month of this activity and check how much every week, is it reducing every day or not? That's something we need to check. Okay? Yes.
Dandatnam, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Mataji. Taruni Radha Mataji, go ahead, please.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for this wonderful class, Prabhuji. During the course of your class, you were mentioning like how Krishna is, he is equal to all, but yet we have this verse from Bhagavad Gita where Krishna is saying that I'm equal to all, I'm not partial, but when somebody becomes a devotee, I hold him very close to me, and then the devotee is in my heart, and as I am in the heart of the devotee. So this, right? And I've heard many times, Prabhupada says it's very natural when somebody is holding us very dear, we also hold them very dear. So with this concept that Prabhupada is explaining, I would like to hear from you also, Prabhuji.
Yes. Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshosti na priya ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya mai te teshu chapyaham. So Krishna is saying that it is not a particular class of people whom he allows to become dear to him. The opportunity to become dear to Krishna is available to everybody, and that is what is his impartiality. Is that clear? So yes, there are some dear. There are some where Krishna is never dear. He is not having anyone as dear or anyone as somebody. I don't like this person. I'm not envious of anyone. Name dveshosti na priya. But what he's saying, he gives an equal opportunity to everybody to become dear to him. Is it okay? So that way is impartial.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Just like the sun. The sun is showering the rays on everybody. But a person who is going out of the house is able to get the sun rays. A person who stays within the rooms of the closed walls, closed rooms, he will not get anything. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Beautiful question. Thank you for a beautiful answer. Same like our Ganga Maiya. You know, people can throw so much in it, but it's still Ganga Maiya. Thank you. Our Shyamagauri Mataji, Hare Krishna Mataji, Pranam.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Krishna Srila Prabhupada. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. And thank you so much for coming back. Prabhuji, you said Vishwarup had three mouths. One he was eating food like a human being, one he was drinking somarasa, and one he was drinking wine. So, Prabhuji, my question is, after drinking wine, how come somebody remained Brahmana?
Yes. So, this is the question. Yes. This is the exact point that is been explained. We need to understand that he had connection with the demons. That's how he had a demoniac propensity here. He had the propensity of a devata as well as a human being. All three. Those tendencies was there. So now the question is very direct. That why? How can this such a person be a demigod? Or how can this person be a brahmana if he is drinking wine? That is not correct. This is against brahmanical principles. Yes. So there are two ways of understanding this. one way to understand was that Vishwaroop was at a, such a position where he wouldn't get affected by such a thing. Now there are Agastya Muni, he ate Vatapi, he ate an Asura and digested it. So Brahmanas of that stature, there are Brahmanas who can digest anything in their system. We drink wine, we'll not be able to digest it. It comes out. On the other hand, there are great souls who despite can drink. There are various instances. Vishwamitra, he ate a dog and he could digest it. There are proofs. In Apatkalin Dharma, when it was very difficult to make, where there was a situation where it was very difficult to for maintenance, he ate a dog and he digested it. And his Brahmanical principles never broke. Correct? So there are great souls who can digest that. And that tamas doesn't affect them, especially when they are performing. So that's one way to look at it. The second way to look at it is just like Brahmaji mentioned, that he will have certain affinity and propensities of a demon also, because that is coming from his mother's lineage. Toshta was a Brahmana, but his wife was not a Brahmani. She was coming from an Asura race, because of which the Asuraic propensities were also there. Correct? So what did Brahmaji teach is you take the essence of this person. He has faults, but he will be able to do the work of Brihaspati, of being a priest. And his priest, whatever oblations he offers, will be accepted as bona fide, because he has that Brahmanical backing up also. Correct? And because he had a demonic propensity, it was natural for demons to drink wine. They drink. What is that? But he was able to digest it. That's what we can see.
Okay. Prabhuji, all these examples you gave, like Vishwamitra and Agastya Muni, and so can we understand like this, like, you know, they had the mode of goodness so much that mode of ignorance did not affect them, even though they went in that position and they came back. At the same time, like when we do that, we cannot even, you know, take it, like, you know, Srila Prabhupada told us not to drink tea or coffee, and he is drinking wine, so how come he is Brahmana?
Exactly. So that's what they have. Sattva nidhe means they have an oceanic sattva, voluminous quantity of sattva. So when there's volume is enormous, a little doesn't matter. On other things, on the other hand, we are having very less sattva, so whatever will we have also will be gone if we don't follow these principles.
Yes,
that's a good understanding.
Thank you,
Mataji. We have our Shubham Prabhu, I think. He has his hand raised.
Shubham, I'll take this as the last question, because I have to leave for a house program.
Okay, Prabhu, as you wish, Prabhu. Shubham Prabhuji, please go ahead. You are the lucky one, Prabhuji. You got...
Can you elaborate like difference between six hellish mentality and ten offenses? Ten offenses to the holy name.
Okay.
Yes. What is the difference between six hellish mentalities and 10 offenses against the holy name? Nam aparat, and one is about hellish mentality. There are similarities, definitely. These are mentioned in different sections of Bhagavatam. So this is of Padma Puran. Both are in Padma Puran only. 10 offenses are also in Padma Puran. Nam aparat. And if you see, even the six hellish mentalities are there in Padma Puran, and they are coming in two different sections. So many times when instructions are given in two sections, there may be an overlap, and that's accepted. There is no problem with that. Correct. So the difference is, when we talk about this hellish mentality, this is spoken from an atheistic point of view, when somebody is an atheist. On the other hand, the 10 offenses are meant for a devotee. Got it, na? That is the difference. We talk about the hellish mentality, it is for whom? It's for the atheistic kind of people, atheistic people. A devotee will never, definitely not have this hellish mentality. It may be there, but he is working over it. Correct? On the other hand, 10 offenses is while you're chanting the holy, it's for a devotee. So the audience to which this is given is different. Okay? That's my humble understanding. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Sorry, dear devotees. Some questions were not answered. But as you know, Prabhuji has so many services. and Prabhuji has to go to another house program. So we will let Prabhuji go. So dear devotees, let us pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. I don't know if everybody can unmute themselves. Yes, but certainly. Okay, yes, Prabhuji. Okay, Mataji. Thank you, Tiffany Mataji, for confirming. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.